Building on Foundations for Eternal Life. Chapter 15, Heresy. 2 Peter 2:1 ESV. But false prophets also arose among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the master who bought them, bringing upon themselves swift destruction. End of verse. We should be careful how we handle matters of truth and deception. Many people wrongly use their own view of truth to cause division between believers. While faith in Jesus and truth about Jesus naturally divides believers from unbelievers, believers ought not to divide over secondary issues. One of the greatest deceptions today among believers appears to be making truth about secondary issues more important than unity among believers. Secondary issues, often regarding secondary beliefs, are often the source of much unnecessary division and strife. One contributing factor to this problem is how people understand what Scripture says about heresy. Heresy is one of those words that has taken on a much different meaning than its originally intended meaning. It appears to me that the way many people use the word heresy today actually promotes heresy rather than exposing it. By accusing someone of heresy, using its common current meaning, people doing so may actually be promoting heresy per its original meaning. Our English word heresy appears to be directly derived from the Greek word hieresis, Strong's Exhaustive Concordance, reference number G139. I count 9 times that hieresis occurs in the New Testament, and in more recent translations it is usually translated sect, faction, party, or division. The 9 verses are Acts 15:17, 15:5, 24:5, 24:14, 26:5, and 28:22, 1 Corinthians 11:19, Galatians 5:20, and 2 Peter 2:1. Those 9 verses together give a good sense of its original meaning. However, in common English usage today, heresy is typically used to refer to any belief or doctrine that is so seriously wrong that the salvation of those who believe it is called into question. By some definitions, any belief or doctrine that is not orthodox is heresy, orthodox meaning to be in agreement with official church teaching. But it looks to me like that is not the meaning of the New Testament Greek word from which it is derived, hieresis. By New Testament usage, hieresis has to do with religious divisions, sects, parties, and factions. Interestingly, 2 Peter 2:1 above is the only verse in which many more recent translations still translate hieresis as heresy. See if you can spot which word correlates with hieresis in the following passage. Galatians 5:19-21 ESV. Now the works of the flesh are evident: sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. End of verses. Yes, hieresis correlates with divisions. Consider 2 Peter 2:1, written out at the beginning of this chapter. Consider replacing the word heresies with divisions, factions, sects, or parties. Does that change how you understand that verse? It does for me. It changes the focus from an emphasis on right doctrine to a focus on the unity of believers and the importance of not dividing over secondary issues. Our English word heretic is also directly derived from a Greek word, hieretikos, Strong's G141. Here's the only place I find in the New Testament that uses that word, Titus 3:10-11 ESV. As for a person who stirs up division, after warning him once and then twice, have nothing more to do with him, knowing that such a person is warped and sinful, he is self-condemned. End of verses. This translation, like many other translations, indicates that the original meaning of heretic also had more to do with causing division among believers than with holding to wrong beliefs, though promoting wrong beliefs is one way to cause division. The history of the church is filled with divisions, resulting in the many sects, denominations, or heresies, per its original meaning, which we have today. Some of those divisions were necessary to preserve or restore important primary truths. However, many of those divisions occurred over secondary issues, and those who promoted those divisions may be guilty of promoting heresy. Heresy not for promoting wrong doctrine, but for promoting division of believers over secondary issues. The next time you hear a belief labeled heresy, or hear someone accused of being a heretic, consider whether or not the accuser may actually be promoting heresy, wrongly promoting divisions, factions, sects, or parties. Don't be deceived. For further reflection, have you observed truth about secondary issues being made more important than unity among believers?